Welcome to Real Talk. I'm Holly McClure, and I've got a sweet treat for you on my show today. A special guest who knows a thing or two about love, author Paula Parker, and some fun recommendations for Valentine's Day. Have you ordered flowers yet? Well, there are several shops locally that are wonderful, but one in particular I can recommend is Remembrance Flower Shop. Megan Dando is the owner, and she said she'd love to come on and talk about it, but guess what? She's so busy. Literally, she has designers and crews working 24-hour shifts. So I told her I'd give her a shout-out for Remembrance Flowers, and you give her a call, too. And if you want a special dinner to celebrate, we're going to hear from two of my favorite restaurants who are doing something very special for V-Day. And if it's entertainment, well, I've got a suggestion. For those romantic comedy buffs who want to stay home and just do your Valentine's weekend or day at home, a wonderful, funny classic is When Harry Met Sally. Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan, it was 1989, but it is a classic that's forever funny. Written by Nora Ephron and directed by Rob Reiner, the story of two people who meet as friends but become more after years. It's funny and attempts to answer the question of all questions. Can men and women really be just friends? It has a classic lines about relationships and it'll make you laugh. I'm going to play a few clips throughout the show so you can get an idea of how funny it is because they had these couples talk about their married life aside from the storyline. So that's what we're going to be playing for you today. And in fact, let's take a listen to their first couples.
I was sitting with my friend Arthur Kornblum. In a restaurant. It was a horn and dialect cafeteria. And this beautiful girl walked in, and I turned to Arthur, and I said, Arthur, you see that girl? I'm going to marry her. And 2 weeks later, we were married. And it's over 50 years later, and we are still married.
We fell in love in high school.
Yeah, we were high school sweethearts.
But then after our junior year, his parents moved away.
But I never forgot her.
You never forgot me.
No, her face was burned on my brain. And it was 34 years later that I was walking down Broadway and I saw her come out of Toffin Eddie's.
And we both looked at each other and it was just as though not a single day had gone by.
She was just as beautiful as she was at 16.
He was just the same. He looked exactly the same.
My special guest, Paula Parker, is an author, speaker, film critic, and a friend who I used to see when we would do movie junkets years ago. Paula K. Parker wears multiple writing hats as an author, playwright, magazine writer, entertainment writer, devotional writer, curriculum writer, and a corporate copywriter. Her biblical novels include the Sisters of Lazarus series, Beauty Unveiled, Glory Revealed, and Grace Extended. And her newest novel, The Carpenter and His Bride, The Birth of Hope, she's married to a talented husband, Mike, and is the mother and grandmother with an extraordinary story. So I'm going to let her tell you all about it. Welcome, Paula.
Oh, thank you, Holly. Thank you for having me. It's so lovely talking to you again.
I know. We reconnected, I guess. Thank goodness for Facebook. There's some things that people don't appreciate about it, but I do appreciate that.
I do appreciate being able to stay up with my friends.
Absolutely. And we found something hilarious. First of all, you're a Texas girl. You were from Sherman.
And you are, too. And we didn't know that.
We didn't know. We found it. I'm like, what? You went to Sherman? And J.J. Pierce, our high schools, even played each other at the same time.
We
didn't know that either, so that goes way back. But, oh, that's fun to know. You know, I met you doing film reviews, but when did you first decide to write your books? Because I don't remember you said you were writing novels at that time. Was that then? Was it later? Why and what was it with your first one?
Okay, I wasn't writing novels until, 2010. And I was asked to co-write a couple of novels with a New York Times bestselling author, G.P. Taylor. And because of that, the publishing house, the publisher said, I want you to write your own novel. Send me some ideas. And I sent him several, and he chose the one that would become Beauty Unveiled. Now, after several years, that publishing house changed direction and went from publishing to distributing. So they released me, which was wonderful, because my contract was picked up, my books were picked up by WordCrafts Press. And after that, I wrote Glory Revealed, Grace Extended, and now The Carpenter and His Bride. We re-released Beauty Unveiled, so all of them are now under the WordCrafts covering.
Okay. You know, we talked about your books. You love adding history into your books, don't you?
Oh, my goodness, Holly. I spend so much time researching. I keep thinking, you got to start writing. And then I find something interesting and intriguing that I think, how can I include this in my books? And, you know, I've had some really wonderful comments. People have said things like, I feel like I'm reading someone's diary. You know, I feel like I can meet these people. One of my pastors at church said, you bring these people to life. You really feel like you know them. And I said, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to look for this character. I know I'm going to see Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, but I'm going to look for these other characters and think, why? Where are they? I want to meet them in person.
Well, we were talking about which is the book that you were talking, we're going to have you back on before Easter, because I really want you to go in depth about it. But what was the book that you were researching and you found out about the game?
That was Glory Revealed. That's the second book. That carries the story of the crucifixion, Passion Week, through the ascension of Jesus. And in my research for trying to describe the Antonia Fortress, where the Roman soldiers were garrisoned, that's when I discovered the Game of the Kings.
And the Game of the Kings was a game that, just briefly describe it. We'll go into greater detail later, but just briefly tell, because I think that was so fascinating.
Like I said, I was trying to figure out how to describe it. That's all I wanted, was how was it described? What did it look like? And I found one site, and I did look it up to make sure that other places mentioned it, that when it was written, it was recent. It's probably been 10, 20 years ago, that they discovered the floor of the Antonia Fortress. They've uncovered it. And in the floor, they found a game board that the soldiers had etched with their daggers or swords or whatever. And it was a dice game. And they would roll the dice, and whoever won the first roll got to choose who was going to be the king. And generally, it was a new recruit. You're the king! And the next person that won would crown the king. And then they would give him a scepter, and they would give him robes, and they would hail the king. And then the game took a rather bizarre and gruesome turn, and they started taking away his crown and taking away his robe and his scepter and his horse and his wife if he was married. And the last person to win the game killed him. And this got to Caesar, and Caesar sent a note back and said, you can't do this anymore because it's really ruining the morale of my soldiers, and people don't want to join the army. So if you want to play the Game of the King, use a condemned prisoner.
Oh.
And when I read that, goosebumps just came all over me, and I thought, that's what they were doing with Jesus. They were playing the Game of the King.
Game of the King.
So I looked it up, like I said, to make sure that it wasn't just this one person's imagination, and I thought, I'm including that in my book. So that is one thing that I have never read included in any novel or movie about Jesus.
I haven't either. And I love that you did that and said that, because that's exactly what it was. And that makes sense. They were casting lots for his robe, casting lots. That makes sense. Wow. Okay, for Valentine's Day, or really anytime someone wants to read a romantic book, which one of your books do you recommend as a romantic book?
Well, now here's the challenge. Beauty Unveiled is a trilogy. Each book, Sisters of Lazarus. I wrote Beauty Unveiled thinking it was going to be a standalone novel. And then I had people say, well, what about this person, that person, and this situation? So I wrote the sequel. And then they said, well, what about this person, that person, this? And I wrote the final. And I said, this is it. No more. And throughout all of it is a love story. If we're talking about romantic love, I would say Glory Revealed has the largest storyline of a developing romantic love between two of the main characters, and I cannot give that away.
Okay.
You have to read the book. Now, I mean, we're introduced to the hint of romantic love in Beauty Unveiled, and the power of that love is really carried out in Grace Extended. So you've got those three. Now, My newest novel, The Carpenter and Bride, it's a love story. It's the story of Mary and Joseph. I have never, in the books that I've read, in the sermons that I've heard, in the movies that I've seen, and my favorite was the Nativity story.
Yes, yes.
They did not portray them as a romantically involved couple.
No.
And I always thought, you know, if Jesus was going to be born into any home, God would want him born into a home where the mother and father loved each other.
Yes.
So that was my desire. So their story is a love story.
I love that, too. And, you know, you're so right. First of all, they were to be engaged anyway before she got pregnant. So they were already in a romantic relationship to extent. You know what I mean? She promised
to an extent. I mean, in that day and time, you know, not all. I mean, I did do my research. Some marriages were romantic. Most of them, the father of the bride and the father of the groom, it was a business transaction.
Right.
You know, but for the, you know, there were romantic loves, you know, Jacob and Rachel.
Right.
He loved her, you know,
right.
So it was there.
Yes.
And that's what I wanted.
Yes.
You know, and I understand, I have Catholic friends. We have Catholic friends, Sister Rose, you know, and I do realize that they believe that Mary remained a perpetual virgin and that she was, and I did not write that. I mean, you don't, there is no marital consummation night in my book, so don't be afraid of that. But there is a suggestion that they will have future children.
Because it's in the Bible.
Because it's in the Bible.
There's scripture that talks about the brothers and sisters and and his mother coming to him. So sorry, guys. I have Catholic friends, and in fact, when I was
I always tell my Catholic friends, you know, Kathy Schiffer, you know, she asked me about one of my books, and I said, you know, Kathy, I wrote this from a Protestant viewpoint. And her response was, I ain't afraid of no Protestant. I said, okay, read it if you want, but I just want to let you know.
I remember arguing that point with Jim Caviezel on the set of The Passion. He's like, no, you know, she was just a virgin. He didn't have brothers and sisters. That's from Jim. I would just show him the scripture. We would literally sit there and talk about it. So it's funny, you know, but I love that. So where can people find your books? Where can they go see what you have? They're
all
beautiful.
All of my books can be found on any web store, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all that. If they want to go, if they want an autographed copy, they can go to my website, paulakparker.com. And I will mail them an autographed copy. In fact, I'm mailing you autographed copies of all of my novels today.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
I'm delighted with that. Oh, thank you so much. Gosh, I appreciate that. Well, folks,
you're so welcome.
Go to paulakparker.com, paulakparker.com.
That is the letter K.
Okay.
My middle name is K, but it's Paula. KParker.com.
Good point. So people wouldn't write K-A-Y. That's a good point. Just Paula letter K. You know, what I do love is the covers. They're beautiful. Your covers are gorgeous.
You.
Oh, I love those. And
you know, when I had my very first, when my first book was published and I had the publisher come to me and say, well, what do you think about your cover design? I said, you know what? I'm a writer. I'm not a graphic designer. Those are unique geniuses who have really special skills that I don't have. I said, these are the elements in the book. And they developed that first cover, and I fell in love with that. And I said, I want the elements of the story on my covers. And I chose very vibrant colors because I love jewel tones.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to transition just a little bit.
Okay.
Talking about love, because that's what we're talking about, Valentine's Day and love and true love, God's love, a mother's love, a grandmother's love. You have an unusual story that has taken place in your personal life with your daughter, Anna, and your granddaughter, Josie. And let's touch on that, because talk about sacrificial love and about love beyond looks, beyond anything, just, you know, loving for the human being. Share that story.
It was in the spring of 2020. It was just as the country was being shut down for COVID, because I remember I was at the grocery store. My daughter, Anna, was pregnant with her fourth baby, and she called me. I was in the parking lot, and she had gone to the doctor, and she said, Mama, they did an ultrasound, and they think the baby has fluid on the brain. Now, I have a friend who has a child with spina bifida. And I said, oh, hydrocephalus. I understand that. They can do a shunt. That's a challenge, and there are challenges to it, but the shunt. So, you know, I walked all through the store that day praying, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made. We knew it was a little girl. Josie is fearfully and wonderfully made. And I just prayed over her and prayed over her. And as Anna went through the different surgeries, they found that our ultrasounds, because she at that point was high-risk pregnancy, they sent her to Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville, which is a wonderful hospital. And she was under the special, you know, the high-risk pregnancy and saw a lot of specialists. Josie was born on May, 29th, 2020. It took the experts, several days, even up to a week, to determine what she had because her condition is so ultra rare. She has Antley-Bixler syndrome, which affects, she is the 51st person to be diagnosed with it since it was named as a syndrome. So she is one in 250 million. Wow. Now, I learned yesterday from Anna, because I called her to say, you know, is it okay if I talk about Josie? And she said, sure. Josie, in her category of Antley-Bixler's, because it has different categories, she is one of four in the Antley-Bixler. So she is the ultra-rare among the ultra-rare.
Oh, my gosh.
I found out that her condition was spontaneous. It was not because her mother and father were carriers. It was a spontaneous thing. And if that's not God, you know, I mean, God's there with all babies. But this just, so Josie was born, Antley-Bixler affects the skeletal system. So her head was misshapen. Most babies have the little soft spots. Hers did not. When she was 6 months old, they had to go in and do surgery to open her skull. She had these little bitty, it looked like something out of an alien movie. She had these little screws in her head that for several months they had to go in multiple times each day and tighten them to open her brain, her skull.
Mm.
And so they did that. Her arms are misshaped, so that misshapens her face, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Her nasal passages, like I was telling you yesterday, my son-in-law has asthma. And when the doctors were busy trying to figure out Josie's condition, he noticed that she was struggling to breathe. And he said, that baby's having trouble. And they did an airway evaluation, found out that her nasal passages were the size of angel hair pasta. Mm. And they immediately did a tracheotomy. So Josie has a trach, which makes her very, you know, fragile, medically fragile. And so she has round-the-clock nursing. And we all had to learn how to do trach care, which freaks me out every time I do it. I'm so afraid I'm going to hurt her. Mm. And Anna keeps saying, Mom, you're not going to hurt her. Okay. You know, and Josie's older sister, who is 9, walked me through how to do the feeding tube the other day when I was over there. But so she has that. Her arms, where we have upper arm, lower arm, and then in our elbow area, we have tendons and muscles and all that. Josie has one bone. So think Barbie arms.
Mm-hmm.
She has severely misshapen club feet. I sent you a video this morning. Did you see that?
I haven't had a chance to look at it. I was in prep
this morning. Josie got her very first walker yesterday.
Wow.
And
wow.
She was just taking it on down the hallway, and Josie has probably well over a dozen specialists, and, you know, she goes to 4 and 5 therapies each week.
Well, I don't want to cut it off. We just have a few minutes left, but I just want to say, talking about what she's going through, and honestly, I probably should have you back on and do a whole show on this too, because it is extensive what you've had to go through with her. But God, because out of all this, your daughter has put something on Facebook, right? Tell about what your daughter's done and where people can go.
Anna has begun, because people wanted to know about her. Anna formed a group, and then she just began being very visual about Josie on social media and on Facebook and on Instagram and on now TikTok. I asked her yesterday, she has 130,000 followers on Instagram, and she has nearly 100,000 followers on TikTok. Wow. And she shares about Josie's journey, and she's reaching out to other parents of special needs children. And, you know, she's trying to help them, put them, you know,
yes.
Like there's one lady, they feel, obviously, you feel alone when your child looks
yes.
different and has, you know, where a medical condition. Anna cannot drive anywhere by herself with Josie. There has to be another adult sitting next to her
oh.
because if her trach gets clogged, you've got to have somebody who can reach over and unclog it then.
Oh.
By the time Anna pulled over, parked, and got back, Josie could die.
Wow.
So, you know, and that's true with a lot of these other children. And so Anna's reaching out. She's trying to educate people on special needs and
so what
connect
site,
these moms.
What site can people go to?
On any of the websites, any of the social media sites, look for Anna Owen, O-W-E-N, Anna Owen.
Okay.
And if they can't find her, they can look for me, Paula K. Parker. I will put them in touch with Anna.
Okay. For people who want to support or who are just interested in the story and
yeah.
you know, can connect with that, too.
I mean, Anna has got, like, Josie's journey is, I don't know if it's closed. I think, I sent you an invitation this morning
yes.
to join it.
And I will look.
Sister Rose is on it and all this. I can't remember if that one is open to anybody, but because, you know, she wants so many people to know. I think on Instagram, anybody can follow her. She obviously blocks the ones who are mean and ugly
yes.
in their comments. But
and we
yeah.
only have a couple of minutes left, but
okay.
I honestly wanted to address the fact that people say the meanest, cruelest things. And mean.
Some horrible, horrible things. And you know, I just think, I don't even know that I want to share the horrible things on your show that people, I told you, but they have said some heartrending, heartless things that just break Anna's heart. It made me furious,
yes.
you know, and I went to Facebook and I went to Instagram and I reported that as hate speech.
Yes. Good for you.
And they took it off, you know, because the things they were saying about Josie, simply because she was different. And some people were complaining that Anna chose life for Josie.
That's what I wanted you to get to say, because
yeah.
I was astounded that's,
yeah.
you know, that they were actually mad because she didn't abort her. So
yeah. And the way they said it was really horrible, you know, and it was, you know, it was like, could you not be any uglier in your comments?
Well, Paula,
yeah.
we are out of time, but I tell you what,
okay.
you know what? I'm going to have you back on.
Okay.
And let's talk about, I'm going to have you back on to talk about one of your books before Easter. But I also want to get an update on Josie. And we will
okay.
continue that
Absolutely.
Story, and we will continue for your daughter also. And we just, you know, pray for her, for Anna, and for Josie.
Oh,
that,
thank you.
And I know you said she had a surgery coming up or something coming.
She has a reconstructive surgery in June the 15th.
Okay.
And you know, she's always having evaluations. She has one coming up this week, next Wednesday.
Well,
that's, yeah.
We will keep her in prayer. And again, I am so glad to reconnect with you and so glad that we had a chance. And I love your books,
God.
And I love that we're going to promote it. Mindy's going to put it on the website so that people can. It's already up. If you go to ChristianFM.org, she's got your books already up. She's been working on it while we've been talking. So you can see this. And
I will share it like crazy.
And share the interview. And I'm going to have you back on before Easter to talk about your book.
Thank you.
Yes, and we will continue our discussions. But God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day. And
happy
Valentine's. And happy God's Love Day to Josie and to Anna as well. You know?
Thank you.
And
thank
to you.
Thank you, my
You
friend.
Are precious, Paula. Thank you. We will talk soon.
We will talk soon.
God bless.
We were married 40 years ago. We were married 3 years. We got a divorce. Then I married Marjorie.
But first you lived with Barbara.
Right, Barbara. But I didn't marry Barbara. I married Marjorie.
Then you got a divorce.
Right. Then I married Katie.
Another divorce.
Then a couple of years later at Eddie Colicchio's funeral, I ran into her. I was with some girl I don't even remember.
Roberta.
Right, Roberta. But I couldn't take my eyes off you. I remember I snuck over to her and I said, what did I say?
You said, what are you doing after?
Right. So I ditched Roberta,
We go for coffee. A month later, we're married.
35 years the day after our first marriage. We were both born in the same hospital.
1921.
7 days apart.
In the same hospital.
We both grew up one block away from each other. On the Lower East Side.
On Delancey Street.
My family moved to the Bronx when I was 10.
He lived on Fordham Road.
Hers moved when she was 11.
I lived on 183rd Street.
For 6 years, she worked on the 15th floor.
I worked for a very prominent neurologist.
Where I had a practice on the 14th floor, the very same building.
We never met.
Never met.
Can you imagine that?
You know where we met? In an elevator.
I was visiting family.
In the Ambassador Hotel in Chicago, Illinois.
He was on the third floor. I was on the 12th.
I rode up 9 extra floors just to keep talking to her.
9 extra floors.
Okay, where can you find an affordable but fun Valentine's Day dinner each and every day, really, but especially on Valentine's Day? Well, if Italian is your dream meal, then I've got a special treat for you, Mama Monica's Restaurant, and we're going to hear from Mama Monica herself.
Thank you, Holly. Yes, for Valentine's, we were thinking to create a fantastic, unique atmosphere. So we are only candlelight all night long. Oh. Only candle all around the restaurant, no electric lights, no other bulbs on. And we would like to create a very fantastic, romantic atmosphere for family and couples.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And we have the usual menu, but for special for the night, a special charcuterie with a lot of new things on. And we have the linguine with the asparagus and ham cream. And we have the baked salmon with the Mediterranean herbs and the baked vegetables. Or we have the winter scaloppina, that is a chicken breast cooked with the fontina cheese and the ham and baked. Very good.
Oh, it sounds very delicious.
Good. Something special. Something only for Valentine's night.
And you are from Italy, so this is Italian food for sure, isn't it?
Of course. I can cook only the Italian.
And also, you have another restaurant in town if people choose to go.
I have another restaurant, yes, on the square. It's Zeno's on the square, fine dining. And for Valentine's, we have a special menu with plates that Chef Max was thinking for that night. And you can find everything on Facebook. I think they already published the menu. Is obviously the reservation will be suggest.
Okay, we suggest that you make reservations for Zeno's, but for sure you can come to Mama Monica's. They're on Main Street. And I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant where it's all candlelight. I don't think that's ever happened in my entire life. So even though I don't have a boyfriend or a husband, I may just drop by to check it out to see what you're doing, to see how wonderful and romantic that is.
I did a couple of times when Mama Monica was on the top road, and it was very, very nice.
Oh.
All the candlelight all around. It's difficult for the people that have to cook and make the pizza because they have to to work with this. But I think my guys can do the best.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there. I hope everyone, you can go on Facebook, like she said. You can call Mama Monica's Restaurant on Main Street. It's, you know, in information there. You can call the restaurant
or go
online. And thank you so much for being with me and share, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to everybody. Thank you, Holly. Have a great day.
Thank you. Grazie. And ladies, if you want to please your man, well, of course, and yourself, but if you want to do something that's really going to please him, he may not want the fancy-dancy, all the stuff. He may just want really good food that still has fanciness to it. Take him for a great barbecue meal at Baker's Ribs. With me is the owner, Deanna Cryer. And Deanna, thanks for coming on today and sharing about your restaurant.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we were talking about Valentine's Day, and you said, well, it's not like it's going to be really a special meal, but you are going to have some special things, right?
Well, all Valentine's Days are special at Baker's Ribs because we always set out some sweet chocolates because everybody loves chocolate on Valentine's Day. And, so we give that out. Plus, we have chocolate fried pies, which, with free ice cream on top, it's pretty good.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Well, and since I'm a woman, I'm always thinking about dessert. But, you know, the men in our lives, they're thinking about the beef, the brisket. They're thinking about, and even women, too, on a Valentine's Day, they're thinking something beefy. So I think our menu is pretty good for that because we serve excellent beef brisket. And then, of course, men love the ribs and the sausage and all the other meats to go along with it.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of a fun place.
It is a fun place. I've been there, and it is fun. I mean, I love when you walk in. First of all, I applaud you. And I said you're the owner, but your husband co-owns it with you, doesn't he? Let's mention him.
Yes. Yes, we're partners.
And what's his name?
Brian.
Brian is, so Deanna.
And he's the shy one. So, you know, he's the one in the back. He's the shy one. So I'm the face driven and I'm the spokesperson because he's too quiet.
Well, when you walk into your restaurant, I love it that you guys have Bibles out there. And then you even said if anyone wants to take one, which who does that in a restaurant? First of all, I just love that. And second of all, then it is such a fun place to walk through and then go, you know, get your food and sit down and a lot of atmosphere. So Valentine's Day, you've got something that's going to please both men and women and families, don't you? Because a lot of people don't realize people take their kids out for Valentine's Day.
Well, absolutely. And the thing about Valentine's Day is it represents love and love between, a husband and wife or love between family and, their children. And God represents love. So when we have the Bibles out, what we're representing at Baker's Ribs really 24/7, 365 days a year is love thy neighbor. Let's love each other. So Valentine's Day is just a formal expression of that love.
Oh, I love that, Deanna. Thank you for mentioning that. Such a great thing. So if people want to get in touch, you're off of Main Street.
Yes, 1921 South Main Street. And it's kind of up on the hill, so you have to make a left. I believe it's on Adams Drive. I can't really remember now.
Well, you're across from the IHOP, aren't you?
Yes, across from IHOP, exactly.
You are. That's how I always, I remembered when I first was here. But also, it's, you're listed. It's easy to find. You've got a website and all that stuff. So people, check it out. That's Baker's Ribs on Main Street. And please stop in and say hi to Deanna and her shy husband, Brian. And thank you for coming on and sharing. And we're going to have you on soon because I want to talk to you about being a female woman's business owner. You started this business. You guys have been around how many years?
23 years, and it's a gift of God, and we're just grateful, right? Grateful.
Absolutely. Well, bless you, and happy Valentine's weekend and day to you as well, you and Brian.
Thank you, and to everyone else.
Well, he was a head counselor at the boys' camp, and I was a head counselor at the girls' camp, and they had a social one night, and he walked across the room. I thought he was coming to talk to my friend Maxine, because people were always crossing rooms to talk to Maxine. But he was coming to talk to me. And he said,
I'm Ben Small of the Coney Island Smalls.
At that moment, I knew. I knew the way you know about a good melon.
Well, this half hour has gone by fast, but I've enjoyed it. It's been so great being with you. Thanks for letting me be part of your day. Again, I'm Holly McClure. Until next time, my favorite verse, Proverbs 3:5-6, look it up. Dream big dreams and keep your heart right. God bless.